Paris, London, Edinburgh with Simon Godley, Robert Harley, Carla Mendonca, and Gary Parker.
Good evening. On tonight's Playwatch UK, we feature a reconstruction of a particularly disturbing and senseless act.
Or three acts, in fact, as the reconstruction depicts the brutal mauling of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, which took place between the 12th and 28th of March this year at the Theatre Royal Darlington.
We need your help to track down the nine actors who took part in this abomination before they can do something similar in other theatres around the north of England.
As usual, in our film, the actors involved will be portrayed by hardened criminals from the South London area.
Where did the charitable gentleman who had a first-class ticket for this seaside resort find you?
In a handbag.
A handbag?
Were you one of the three people in the audience that night?
We're especially keen to trace a woman in a light brown overcoat who stood up and shouted, "This is rubbish, why don't you all get proper jobs?"
The actors were next seen flouncing past the stage doorman, who remembers the following remarks from two gentlemen wearing floppy-brimmed hats, cravats, and rather too much eyeliner.
They loved us tonight, darling. We're absolutely wild.
My agent hasn't called yet, has he?
Night, night, sweetie. Love you, mean it.
Mwah, mwah.
Bye!
Did you see them that night? Did you see anyone drive away in a pink mini metro? If you can help, please, please call our Play Stoppers line immediately. We're waiting for your call.
Hello? Acme Corporation, Complaints Department. Desdemona speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to register a complaint about your Acme ultra-sensitive Explode-O-Roadrunner landmine.
Certainly, sir. Can I take your name?
Wiley Coyote.
And what was the problem you encountered?
Well, I buried the mine as per instructions on a road, and then I hid behind a boulder. The roadrunner ran over it several times, then stopped right on top of it and went, meep, meep. And then he ran off, and I stood on it.
And it exploded?
No. It exploded when I jumped up and down on it. Now I have a shattered pelvis, and doctors say I may never lope again.
I'm very sorry to hear that, sir, but may I ask why you jumped up and down on it?
The roadrunner got away again, and I was very upset.
I should think you'd be used to it by now.
This isn't the first time I've had trouble with your products, you know.
No, sir.
No, there was the Acme Fool Old Roadrunner false door for use on the edge of cliffs. Well, the roadrunner opened the door and went through into a nice park. And I went through after him, and I fell several thousand feet and made a coyote-shaped crater in the ground.
Yes, that was a problem with some of those doors. But I think I have just the thing for you, sir. The Acme Overtake-O Roadrunner Booster Rocket. Just tie it to your back, fire it, and you'll catch up with him in no time.
There's no chance that it'll just blow up?
Oh, no, sir.
Or go off in a random direction and then smash into a canyon wall?
Extremely unlikely. Some of the prototypes had a tendency to nearly catch up with the Roadrunner and then slam into a low branch. But we've ironed that one out.
Sounds great. I'll take it.
And now the Paris-London Guide to Beauty Treatments.
1. Sunbed treatment. Lying in a neon coffin, praying it really will open when the timer goes off.
2. Royal jelly treatment. Get invited to Prince Harry's birthday party.
3. Avocado face pack. Using the natural oil of avocado to refresh the skin.
4. Avocado and prawn face pack. Getting pissed and falling asleep in your starter.
5. Blue rinse. Something old women do after criticizing kids for dyeing their hair a funny color.
6. Exfoliation. Popular in Vietnam, 1964 to 69.
7. Skin lightening. Recommended along with lots of plastic surgery, going mental, and having your own private zoo.
A woman who walked into the bedroom of Jim Bentwood, a builder in Northampton, was today identified as the Queen. Mr. Bentwood kept the Queen talking for approximately 20 minutes until the police arrived. The Queen later said she had meant no harm, but that she had always been an admirer of Mr. Bentwood and that he was doing a difficult job very well. No charges are being brought, but Mr. Bentwood said he'd put the chain on in future.
Richard Franklin, County Pathologist.
Slight lacerations on the leg, bone severed at the first joint, extensive charring. Let's put time of death between 3 and 6 days ago.
Don't you like your chicken, dear?
Well, I'm not saying it's chicken for sure. I'll have to run some tests. All I can say now is that it's chicken-like.
But it is chicken. It's your Sunday lunch.
Well, this is an inexact science, I'm afraid, dear. But I'll tell you one thing that may surprise you. It didn't die in the oven. It was killed somewhere else, and the body was brought here to try and make it look like an accidental roasting.
Oh, Richard, I cooked it. You saw me do it.
So that's why the chestnut particles from the body cavity exactly match those found underneath your fingernails. I'd get a good lawyer if I were you, Madeline.
Every night. You can't just eat your meal like a normal person. You're driving me mad.
Shut up. Puncture wound caused by carving knife. Pinning left hand to table. Copious bleeding. Severed tendons. Let's put time of stabbing at 6 or 7 seconds ago.
Just remember all the breathing exercises we did and all the relaxation techniques. Keep in mind that this experience is the most natural thing in the world and that the pain is a positive pain with a purpose and meaning. You'll be told when to push and when not to. And your partner will be there to support you, to soothe you, to give you a massage or gently wipe your forehead. And what should you do if the tightness gets unbearable?
You should give up the idea of jeans altogether and just go for some nice stretchy leggings.
That's right.
A city finance company was today charged with having its accounts done by auditors dressed up as leprechauns, who deliberately added 1 pence onto any transaction that took place on a Thursday and changed the words total and subtotal to read turtle and subturtle. The prosecution follows a 5-year investigation by the Frivolous Fraud Office.
The lesser-known labors of Hercules.
King Eurystheus.
Ah, Hercules, are your labors complete?
Yes, O king. I have sorted out the record collection of Pegasus. Mm-hmm. I have beaten the egg whites of Archidon until they were stiff, but not dry. I have endured the stinging remarks of the camp hairdresser of Thespis, who said unto me, "Call yourself a hero? I've seen bigger muscles in a seafood restaurant." I have descended into Hades and brought back some interestingly colored pebbles. Now, what would you have me do?
I would have you journey to Thrace, having only bought a ticket to go as far as Sparta. I would have you go unto the house of Hector and say, "I'm a great big hairy old Hercules." And, pick me up a pint of milk, would you?
Aye, with my lion skin and mighty cudgel, I will pick thee up a pint of milk. Full cream or skimmed?
Semi-skimmed and a tin of cocoa.
Well, you'll have to give me some money then.
All right. Here's a five, but I want change.
And now, Dr. Helmut Spunk with his sheep and hedgehog formation dancing team.
Okay, well done. In formation. Here we go. Not too close, not too close, not too close. Well done, well done. And to the left, with the turning, not so close. Careful, Hilda, not so close to the... Well done. Good. And turn, to the left. Not so close. Hilda, I told you, not so close. Well done, Hilda. And not so fast. And turn. Good. And big for now. Careful. Not so fast. You're getting too close. Not so close. Thank you very much.
There we go.
Okay, everyone. Settle down now. Settle down. Congratulations, everyone, on getting to the final stage of the NASA selection process for Mars Flight 2000. As you know, the entire mission to Mars will last over 3 years, so it's our job to put together a group of quite outstanding individuals. We're particularly pleased to have a female candidate on the short list. Glad to have you here, Miss Taylor.
It's just coming up 3:30.
I said it's good to have you here.
No, not at the moment, thank you.
Excuse me, I couldn't help noticing that we're all British. Were there any suitable American candidates?
Well, we consider that a mission with this degree of danger demands a crew with an inherent reluctance to complain. You got a problem with that?
No, that's fine, lovely, no problem. Just curious. Sorry, I'll shut up, shall I?
Good. Okay, now what's the most significant thing we know about Mars? Yes, Mr. Baxter.
It helps you work, rest, and play.
Let me make this easier for you. What would you expect the atmosphere to be like on the planet?
Oh, I don't know. Quite relaxed, easygoing, laid back.
Yes. Well, the atmosphere will be low density. 10 times less dense than Earth, and several thousand times less dense than Mr. Baxter. Any questions of a technical nature about the flight?
Yes. Will there be a toilet on board?
Well, toilet facilities will be built into your clothing and emptied at regular intervals.
Oh, no change there, then.
I'm sorry, did you say 3 years?
Yes.
Ah, well, you see, I've got a wedding on the 14th of May. Then I'm going down to Devon for a fortnight in July. Shouldn't we get our diaries out?
I'm afraid we have a very restricted window for the launch.
Well, that sounds a wee bit dangerous. Should you not do it from outside?
It will take place on either the 8th or the 9th of March.
Oh, right. I'll pencil you in for launch, then. I've already got a launch on the Tuesday. A book launch, that is.
Oh, look.
That's a good week. Look at this. It goes lunch, launch, lunch, launch, launch, lunch.
All right. I've heard all I need to hear. I can now reveal that you are, in fact, the three who have been chosen for the mission.
Gosh, does that mean we're the creme de la creme, then?
No, but in an emergency, you'd be the three we'd be happiest to leave on Mars indefinitely.
Oh. The Paris-London Guide to Beauty Treatments continued.
77. Eyelash curling. What happens if you don't realize someone's turned your lighter all the way up?
78. Perm. Short for permanent, which, thankfully, silly wavy hair isn't.
79. Demi-wave. Saying hello to Bruce Willis's wife.
80. Microwave. This is not a beauty treatment at all, but a device for heating lasagna unevenly.
81. Bikini wax. Having molten wax applied to your genital area. Technique invented by the Gestapo, now used to persuade women not to go on beach holidays.
Ah, good afternoon, Constable. I believe the Metropolitan Force are looking for detectives. Is that correct?
Thinking of applying, are we, madam?
Oh, indeed I am, young man. I am Mr. Wittering. Mr. Dottie Wittering. I have been solving crimes for over 60 years, using only the processes of pure logic and my acute powers of observation. So you see, Constable...
Yeah, it's Sergeant, actually. See the three little stripes?
Yes, exactly as I thought. Well done, Sergeant. Now, about this job.
All right. How are you at chasing a crack dealer up 8 flights of tower block steps, wrestling a knife out of their hand, pinning them against the floor, and saying, "You're nit, sunshine"?
I'm better at the pure logic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the logic behind inhaling a large vat of Evo Stick and stabbing your next-door neighbour for 50 pence and a tin of cat food?
Just remind me what Evo Stick was again.
I believe it to be a common adhesive. Etymologically speaking, it's derived from the component syllables evo, meaning evenly or flat, and stick, meaning stick.
Who the hell are you?
Lord Jonathan Fancy, at your service. Art lover, lexicographer, and amateur sleuth. Have you questioned the butler yet?
The butler? I don't think you're entirely familiar with life on one of the biggest estates.
On the contrary. I live on one of the largest estates in the whole of Buckinghamshire, old chap.
Look, I'm sorry, but inner city policing requires something a little bit more modern.
Okay, you mothers! What do I have to do to get them action around here?
Is there any particular mother you were looking for, son?
Lieutenant Steve Rackett, ex-LAPD. You want a modern detective? You got it. Okay, here's the plan.
First of all, you've got to give me a new partner that I can resent and despise for a while, but who will end up as either my best buddy or my wife. The partner should be of a different race, sex, religion, or preferably something controversial, like a dog or a badger. A female Aboriginal Buddhist raccoon would be ideal. As soon as we start tracking down the no-good punks, I'll do something outrageously unethical. You'll have to take me off the case because I'm getting too personally involved. Then I'll do something even more unethical. You can shout a lot and take away my badge, leaving me no choice but to crack the case all on my own in under 24 hours. Okay? Do I get the job?
I'm sorry, Mr. Rackett, but the last two vacancies have just been filled by detectives Wittering and Fancy.
If you're thinking of heading for the Greek islands this autumn, don't forget there's more to the Aegean than the familiar destinations of Mykonos, Naxos, Tinos, or Andros.
That's right. This year, why not treat yourself to a picnic on Thermos? Sample the crime-free environment on Nikros, or the wonderful shopping facilities on Teskos.
It's not a must, but if you've got time, try and get as far as Iphos. Mingle with penniless former teeny bop idols on Matkos or Lukkos, but do steer well clear of the much overrated Deadlos.
Visit the holiday villas of Bobby Charlton and Elton John on Hairlos. Enjoy the British-style chip shops on Daddy Sauce, or relax in the easygoing atmosphere of Couldn't Give a Toss.
But personally, for a complete change, I'm heading off into the unknown.
That's right, because you're about to discover the delights of menopause, aren't you?
Yes, indeed, but that's no reason to stop me going on holiday, so I'll be off to Bournemouth.
Well, you get to know them after a while. They're out there night after night, selling it in bags, boxes, whatever. You know, it's the local residents I feel sorry for. But there's big demand for it. Mind you, I can understand why. It's very good with a nice bit of lamb or, you know, curry.
A night out with the rice squad.
Yeah, we get all sorts round here. Basmati, of course, a bit of long grain, brown. Some people like to do puff rice because it gets into the bloodstream faster. Well, look, look, on that corner there, look, next to the video store. Here, pull over here. Oi, mate.
Yeah, what?
Had any rice today?
Might have done.
Yeah, well, watch it, all right? Move along. As you can see, there's not much we can do. Our hands are tied, you see. Well, it really gets you down after a while. I'll think of transferring to pasta.
The rice squad, fighting a lonely battle against a practice that is harmless, legal, and widespread. Eating rice.
Well, I first saw them on Going Live, and I completely fainted. Well, not quite completely, because I didn't want to miss them, you know. But I grabbed hold of my guinea pig and squeezed really hard, and he completely fainted. Well, he died, actually. But it didn't matter, because I'd grown out of pets by then. Because Mark, Mark 2, Marky Mark, he's my favourite. Marky Marky 2 and Marky Marky Mark. And the thing is, what I like best about them of all is they're so original. Yeah, I've seen them 17 times now. 17 and a half, actually. Because the last time I was sick and had to be carried out on a stretcher. Overdose. I only did it because I thought they might take me round the back and I'd get to meet them. No such luck. They had to pump my stomach and everything. It wasn't funny trying to bring back up 24 fishermen's friends. And I got a detention yesterday and all for writing I heart, get this, 150 times in pink magic marker. Don't see what's wrong with that. It's not as if it wouldn't have come off Kerry's forehead. Eventually. And I've got all their stuff. Look at this. T-shirt, sweatshirt, baseball cap, pencil case. Get this. Look, calendar, pyjama case, duvet set, and the most brilliant alarm clock with all their faces on. I hate 7:30, because that's when the big hand cuts right across Marky Marky's face, and he's my favourite. I don't know what I'd do if I met them. Die, probably. Records. Oh, I didn't know you could get records as well.
A British athlete was sent home in disgrace today after failing a dope test. The athlete came first in the 400-meter hurdles, but was subsequently unable to tell testers what the capital of France was, or to name three things that you might find in a pet shop.
We've just got a new electric cooker, and it's got a
ceramic hole.
Ceramic, yes. Mm.
It's
yes.
very efficient.
Yes. That's right, yeah.
Efficient!
Yeah, it's amazing. Just turn it on, and within seconds, it's red.
Right, that's it, you see. Oh. It's very easy to cook on.
Oh, shame we don't do any cooking, really.
No, we just eat raw fish.
We're penguins, aren't we, Dad? Mm,
that's right, yeah. I mean, what would we want with an electric cooker?
Yeah. I mean, we're penguins, you see.
Mm,
we're
penguins.
Welcome to the World Conference of Advanced Mathematicians. Nice to see so many of you here at our social evening. Right. Well, we're going to get things rolling with some bingo. Let me remind you that the game is played on a standard 4x4 matrix, and you need a linear sequence on the X or Y axis to win. Well, I'll turn you over to your caller for tonight.
All right, ladies and gents, eyes down. Here we go. Two fat consecutive primes, 5, 7. All the threes, 33.3 recurring. Don't bother writing the whole thing out. Pi. I'm going as fast as I can. The speed of light. 3.63 times 10 to the minus 27 erg seconds. Planck's constant.
Well, looks like Professor Lee Chung pipped you lot at the post there. So, while we just check on that, let me tell you that later on tonight, we'll be bobbing for decimals and picking the teams for pin the proof on the theorem. But now, on with the bingo.
Eyes down, and nothing to get excited about. Absolute zero!
And now, the Fred Collier moment.
I, Fred Collier, the most inquisitive man in Great Britain, am now standing naked, liberally smeared with wallpaper paste and covered with a more than generous amount of feathers collected from pillows and eiderdowns donated by the Incontinence Research Council in an effort to experience what life is like as the ubiquitous wood pigeon. I shall now catapult myself into the stratosphere whilst trying to avoid the jet intake turbine of that swiftly approaching 747. Release! Most enjoyable. This is Fred Collier, limbs in slices, but feathers intact, saying, don't criticize it if you haven't tried it. Goodbye for now.
Look, everyone takes steroids, all right? You want to win, don't you? Well, then you got to look after numero uno. What do you think the Chinese are taking? Smarties? Sport at the highest level is cutthroat. It's all about coming first, pushing yourself to the limit and beyond.
But I only took up Crown Green bowling for exercise.
If doctors weren't tactful to patients, module one.
Am I going to make it, Doctor?
Of course. You just need to stop worrying. Do the crossword or fill in these donor cards.
Module two.
How long is the waiting list?
Not too bad. And your son can always accept the hit posthumously on your behalf.
Module three.
My homeopath is much calmer than you are.
Your homeopath doesn't know what you've got.
Module four.
Doctor, what would you recommend to keep my body in perfect condition?
Formaldehyde.
I'm with Dr. Lillian Schroeder from the Primate Cognition Centre of the University of Kent. Dr. Schroeder, can you really teach primates to communicate?
Well, judge for yourself. This is Georgie, our star pupil. Georgie, say hello. Good, 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 good boy, Georgie. Get the banana. Well, as you can hear, there are signs of a primitive grammar emerging. This is the most encouraging result yet with any of our primates.
I mean the
church is still central to the lives of most people in this country. And we must accept that as a challenge and a responsibility.
Of course, he, sometimes still lapses into complete gibberish.
I'd like a duvet for a double bed, please.
4.5 tog, 9 tog, 10.5 tog, 13 tog.
I'm terribly sorry. I thought you spoke English. Is there somebody else who could help me?
I was speaking English, sir.
Well, bits of it sounded English. What was the silly word?
5, 9, 13. Tog.
Yes, that was it. Why did you keep saying that?
Tog is a technical term associated with duvets.
You've just made that up, haven't you?
No. Look, it's written on all the boxes. Tog. Look, there you are. See? Tog describes how warm your duvet is.
No, he doesn't. He's a character from Pogle's Wood. He used to hang out with Pippin.
No. No, it's an acronym. T-O-G.
Oh, yeah. What does it stand for, then?
Temperature of... Garage.
Temperature of garage?
Yes. If your duvet is 10.5 tog, it means the warmth of your bed will be 10.5 times the temperature of your garage.
I see. Okay, so let's suppose my garage is a fairly cool and pleasant 10 degrees centigrade. Mm. That means under my duvet, it'll be a cosy 105 degrees.
Oh, lovely. You'll be warm as toast.
Yes, literally. I'd also be able to boil water by covering it with my duvet.
Nah. No need to buy a tea, mate, then.
Look, just admit it, you haven't a clue what tog means.
All right. But no one else has either, have they? Excuse me, madam. You don't know what tog means, do you?
Tog? Oh, it's a unit of thermal resistance which will maintain a temperature difference of 0.1 degrees centigrade with a flux of 1 watt per square metre, isn't it?
No.
Right. Well, now she's clarified matters, I'll take the 10.5 duvet, and I'd like a couple of pillows as well.
Certainly, sir. How bouncy would you like them? 10 doindy boo, 20 doindy boo, or 30 doindy boo?
If patients weren't tactful to doctors, module 1.
So, how would you describe the pain?
Well, it's almost like someone sort of prodding me clumsily while asking unbelievably stupid questions.
Module 2.
Are you nervous of injections?
No, not really. Just of injections given to me by alcoholics.
Module 3.
Have you given up smoking?
No, I've just gained 20 pounds, started twitching, and becoming incredibly irritable for no reason at all, you stupid scumsucker!
Module 4.
You're just going to have to live with the nausea, I'm afraid.
So will you. I've just thrown up into your bag. Paris, London, Edinburgh was written and performed by Simon Godley, Robert Harley, Carla Mendonca, and Gary Parker, with additional material by Vicky Pyle. The programme was recorded at the Pleasance Theatre, Edinburgh, and produced by Caroline Leddy.
Liposuction. I didn't know this was a beauty treatment, but if you talk your girlfriend into it, it certainly is a great stress reliever.